Okay. Today is Daf Mem Ches. We're on the last lines of Daf Mem Zayin with base. So Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya taught, Cheirem Shebein Tchume Shabbos Sarach Mechitza Shal Barzel LaHapsiko. So Cheirem, that's in between the two Tchumim, needs an iron wall to separate them. What is that? What's a Cheirem? So Rashi and Tosos essentially say, go with Tosos, he says that Cheirem is some sort of fish pond, basically. It's a fish pond that is in between two tchumim, meaning you have a city on the east, a city on the west. The city on the east, the tchum reaches, I guess, just for our easy understanding, it reaches halfway into the pond, and the city on the west, the 2,000 amos, it reaches also halfway into the pond, but not the other half. So only half of the pond is in the tchum of the cherem. So you need an iron wall to separate the water. Rashi says, why? Shelo ya'avru mayim shel tchum zeh. You can't have the water from one side go into the other side, because people can go take water, assuming it's Yontif, go take water, you can only take the water that's in your tchum. If you start draining the water, the chom asa besoch tchum ha'ir, ein konish fisa b'mkomo, li yos b'mkomo apayim ama l'kol ruach, el abasar ha'ir garir. It goes in accordance with the city, right? It's not konish fisa where it is, it doesn't have 2,000 amas from where it is, it's konish fisa based on who takes it. Vim hu besof ha'tchum, if it's outside the tchum, you can't move anywhere. You can't grab it because then you may be taking it from the other side. So you need this iron barrier. So the Gemara is machich alei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yosi basically scoffed at this brisa. So he's like, he thought that this is ridiculous. Now the Gemara is trying to figure out why he thought this brisa was ridiculous, and take four tries to figure out what was so difficult about the Brice. Again, we're talking about a case where you have two cities that are, I guess, 4,000 amas apart from each other, and in between there's this pool full of water. Each one, you know, draws water from this pool, so you have to make this iron fence in the middle of this pool to separate the water from one tchum from the water on the other tchum. Because if you don't do that, then the water mixes with each other, and when, let's say, the city on the east draws water from the pool, it's possible or likely that they're also taking water that has sort of flowed in from the other side. So my time at Kamachi Mikhaev.
What does
that do?
Mikro water. Yeah, connect all my pipes. It's all one big thing, so it's all one cover.
No, but it's not, because it's physically not. I don't understand why you don't say Brera. Why can't you say Brera? The Ravonim, the Pasim Brera, just say this water that I took now is the water that was there before. I don't know. So, but yeah, if it's a mikvah, then what for what?
No, I'm saying, like, you have a mikvah, you have multiple mikvahs connected to each other, through a little thing, so you have two, you have a big pond there.
Right.
And it's like one, all, you can't have chum in the middle of a pond.
Because it's all one big thing.
Make,
yeah. So, Mechayech Rabbi Yosi Ruchanina, my time become Mechayech. So, Elim, Mishim Tani Law, maybe because Rabbi Chiya says that this Bryce is Keshitas Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. He said, maybe the Bryce is going according to the Shita of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that Chetzei Hefker are Konim Shvisa. If Chetzei Hefker are Konim Shvisa, that means they have an established place. So they have an established place. So therefore the Chumros, and you can't bring from outside the Chum into you. The EU, but Rav Yosef Rechanina, Sivilei Karabanan, he holds like Karabanan, who say that Chetzei Hefker are what? Chetzei Hefker are not Konim Shvisa. And according, if they're not Konim Shvisa, then they don't have any Shvisa, and they only get the shvisa from when you draw it. So when I draw it, I'm drawing it from my side. Similar to what you're saying, David. There's no established chum on this pool. So whenever I take it, it's the same as we had in the past 2 days. So whenever I take it, you can bring the mayim from my chum into a different chum, and it'll be no problem. The water from there coming into my chum is not a problem, because the water from on the other side that was never called a shvisa. It only gets a shvisa when I take it. When I take it from my side. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. That can't be the reason why he's scoffing. Because he holds one way and the Tana of the Brisa holds another way, he's gonna mock the Brisa. Just because someone's more machmir than you, you mock him. Just because someone's more maker than you, you mock him. It doesn't work.
Never
happens. That's actually so. When I say more machmir, what they're saying is that, listen, if someone is machmir based on a legitimate shita, or someone's maker based on a legitimate shita, you have no right to be mechayev, because they have who to be somech on. That can't be the reason why he's laughing. So Elam Yishom Desanya, he says, no, because we have another brisa that says, Naharas HaMoshchin U'mayonas HaNovim HaReihein Kiragdei Kol Adam. He says that if you have flowing water, right, They are like the feet of anybody else, meaning that they're not, since they're flowing, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees that flowing water is not Korin Shvisa. So if the flowing water is not Korin Shvisa, so then this water was Korin Shvisa. This water doesn't have the Tchum. Wherever you take it from, then it goes after you. So you took this water, and now it was from your Tchum. So Gemara says that, okay, that's true, but Vidilma b'milchun asim. Maybe we're not talking about flowing water. Maybe we're just talking about gathered water that doesn't move. Well, if it doesn't move, then it has to get from one part to the other. But whatever, it's not...
Do we know that water moves?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's...
Yeah, but
that's talking about water that, I guess, has a natural flow. It's coming from somewhere. Okay, maybe this is gathered water. So the gathered water doesn't have this din of a rehek kolada.
All right.
So Gemara says, Elim Mishum, maybe the reason why he laughed is because the Ketani... He said, what do you need an iron? What does an iron gate do, an iron mechitza do for you? Why wouldn't you be able to use a reed barrier? Just put reeds in there. Because it's the Isle of Humaya. Because the reed barrier, the water will flow between. It won't be a separation. He says, Shalbarzal Nami Isle of Humaya. For an iron wall also will the water will flow. The water will flow from one to the other. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Mechitza shel barzel nami ailaba mitatoy." It's from underneath. First, Rashi says, "The haistam mechitza yutzvachim." Right when he says mechitza, what does mechitza mean? Mechitza only means ten tvachim mechitza. So ten tvachim mitzahi below mati ad karki asamayim. We'll never get to the bottom of the. Doesn't go to the bottom of the pool of water. And then he says, "Vafil magas lekarki asamayim." Even if the iron barrier goes all the way down. It's impossible the water won't seep underneath. I don't know. You can put down an iron wall in between water. If you do it right, you know you can keep water out. You have it's called dams. It keeps the water out. It doesn't happen in my house, but it happens in the people who do things. They can separate the water. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. But he says there's no difference between an iron wall and a reed wall. The water is going to flow anyway. It's going to mix. So the Gemara says, well, why are you making fun of it? Dilmat sarach ve'eno takanak amar. Maybe what the Braisa is saying is that in order to allow you to carry, you'd have to separate the water. You have to put an iron curtain to separate the water. But it doesn't work anyway, so it doesn't do you any good. And therefore, it's basically saying that you cannot take the water. Right? Rashi says, it doesn't do anything.
Right? It's an expression. I mean, the thing that literally means iron?
No, I'm means a strong barrier.
Exactly. Right?
So Ella, this is the reason why he scoffed. Mishum dekalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim, because chachamim were maker when it came to water. When it comes to dealing with water, they always had a cooler. We'll bring one cooler down before now that we've seen a few times, and the same cooler applies to us, right? Because the Rabbi Tavla, right? Like similar to Rabbi Tavla, the psak of Rabbi Tavla, the boyim nei Rabbi Tavla mei Rav. The Rabbi Tavla had the following kasha from Rav: Mechitza tluya mahu shetartir b'churva. Let's say you have a hanging mechitza. I mean, it doesn't reach all the way down, because that's a sufficient mechitza to allow you to carry in a churva. Allow you to carry. They mention the word churva because Rashi points out because that in Rashi Masach Shabbos says that's where you're going to have not a complete wall. So the hanging wall is not enough of a barrier to permit you to carry. And the answer is no. Amar lei, ein mechitza tulu materas el b'mayim. Mechitza tulu only allows you to carry to draw water. There's water underneath it. We've seen that a few times. The kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. Because when it came to water, which is a staple of life, you really need. So the chachamim were makeup. Listen, heimamru heimamru. The whole thing is the rabbanim anyway. So heimamru heimamru. When it comes to the rabbanim, the mechitza tulu still works. So to here, you see that you can make a mechitza tulu b'mayim even if the water flows underneath. So you can learn from there also that if a mechitza of kanim would work. Why do you need this? Why do you need this iron gate to separate it? It's water. We're talking about water. The chachamim were making with water. So just put this reed barrier in between, and that's just that would be sufficient to offset the problem of the water going between one other. And that's why Rabbi Yossi laughed at this brisa who says that you require a mechitza shel barzel. Okay.
He
means smile, but when here it's mechayich on the Not here. Now the Mishnah continued. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. Right, Rabbi Lezer said, "Who be Amtsayim? Rabbi Omer Ruach Shiyot Shiyelach." Basically, what happened? The case was is the guy fell asleep before Shabbos and didn't have kavanah. So the first man Omer said, "Oh, he's got his 2,000 Amos." Chachamim says, "No, he only has Arba Amos." Rabbi Lezer says he will be emsa'on, which means that he's two amos, so he has two amos all around him. In either side, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, le'ezeruch she'yirtzeyelech. He can go to any side he wants. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, who says it lets him to go four amos on any side that he wants, hanu tanakamo. Isn't that the same thing as the tanakamo? They argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and they say that he only has harba amos. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says also he only has harba amos. So what's the difference between tanakamo and Rabbi Yehuda? So amar Rava, shmone al shmone ikabinayu. Whether they did, shmone 8x8 ikabinayu. Rashi says, Shmona al Shmona Ika Benayu. The Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold Dali Bechol Stadov. Hainu Shmona al Shmona. Well, he has four Amos on any side that he wants to go. Basically, he's standing there. He can go four Amos here, he can go four Amos here, he can go four Amos here. His circumference, right? His circumference, not sorry, he has what? No, he has from him, he could go the diameter of eight Amos, basically, across either side. He has eight Amos. He's four on this side, four on that side. No, he says that he can't. Chachamim say the Rabbanan Savri Dal Chol Stadav Hayu Shmona Al Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Luchad Ruach Vesulo. No, he only has Dal Amos on one side. That's the difference.
4x4 means 4 in each direction. When you have come 8.
Well, when you have a regular tchum and you have 2,000 Amos, yeah. You have 2,000 Amos in every direction.
That's like 16.
So he's saying he has 8x8. Why he has 8x8? You have 8 this way and 8 that way. I hear what you're saying. He says, according to Chachamim, the person who didn't come to Shvi'is and Erev Shabbos, he has 4 amos on each side, meaning he has 8x8 area, but he stands in the middle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he only has 4 amos and 4 amos by the. He only has 4 amos. No, he has 4 amos on any side, but he could choose which 4 amos he can use. I don't know. Well, if he only does 2, then he didn't take up his 4 amos.
No,
okay.
He probably means the maximum.
If he chooses to go 4 amos this way, he can't go anything the other way. What? That's of course Rabbi Yehuda. For 4 amos, you'll go 4 amos. Sayin Rabbi Hachi, Yeshlo Shmona al Shmona, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that he has 8 amos by 8 amos to go, and that's Rav Meir, assuming it's the same thing as the Chachamim. The Amar Rava, and Rava says, Machlokes lahalich. This Machlokes is only regarding walking. Aval, the Taltel, Divrei Kol Arba Amos in, Tvei Lo. But when it comes to carrying, everyone agrees that he only can carry Dalet Amos. You know, moving 4 amos, not anymore. Even the Chachamim would say that he can walk all 8 amos. He can walk 4 amos this way and 4 amos that way. He can't carry it from one end to the other. He only can carry 4 amos. That's not a pasha. Dal amos is a rabbi. Okay. Or the karmos. So, but now the Gemara asks, V'haini arba amos heicha ksiva. The fact that the Chachamim gave a person who is not kohen shvi'is and erev Shabbos, he has 4 amos. Whatever that 4 amos is now. Where is that written? Where, I don't know where is that written. Is this a rai that that chum is the raisa? But where is it mentioned in the Torah that an individual has 4 amos?
What's the question according
to most sheep is hold that's the Rabbanim. So then where's the smach that they have? They're not going to just make something up of a thin air. Where's the smach that they have? Why are they applying 4 amos here? So, Kiddusanya, we learn in a brisa. The pasuk says, Shvu ish tachtav. Right? So, everyone stay in their place. So, kit tachtav, like his underneath, meaning like his size. But is what they're learning. Rekama tachtav, and how much is tachtav? Gufo sholosh amos. The body of a regular person is 3 amos long. Va'ama kidei livshos yad v'raglav divir av neir. And you get another ama to stretch out your hands and feet. So you get 4 amos. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gufo sholosh amos. Same thing. Your body is 3 amos. Va'ama, and another ama kidei sheyito chevitz mitachas margalosav v'meniach kutachas mershosav. Another ama in order to, I guess, grab something out from your feet and put it at your head.
But if you're sitting, you're not.
Right? Yeah. So, Tosos asks a different question. Tosos says, wait a second, if the length of someone's body is 3 amos, so why in the, Tosos says, Im tom rabbi inin gabi hezek ri'ah, in the beginning of Masechus Vavasra, we talk about hezek ri'ah, do you have to build a mechitza of dalet amos? That's too tall. What do you need 4 amos for? The person's only 3 amos, what do you need 4 amos for? Tosas, right, Tosas says, Vim Tomer, Ramai Ba Inan Gabi Hezek Ria, Mechitza Dal Amos Ba Shutfin. He says, Ve'yesh Lomar, De Pamim, Yesh Kav Shushis, Samach LaKosel. Sometimes there's maybe a mound next to the Kotel, and you'll stand up on that. Upamin nami shemagbia kevo v'omer al tzvosav. So go on your tippy toes, right? V'oh, the hadam rahacha gup v'gimel amos hanu below rosha. Maybe it's three amos without the head. Well, the head has another amos. I don't know. So Gemara says. So my ben ayus. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Right. One says that it's three amos and another amo to stretch. One says three amos and another amo to grab. You know, to bring something down from your feet up to your head. So ika ben ayu. Arba amos mitzumtzamos. The difference between the chiluk between them is whether it's enough to whether you need exact narrow mitzumtzam. I think it's narrow, so maybe you have to have exact, or it can be where you have a little more leeway. Rashi says, and I don't know why you go one way or another. He says Rashi says, I know Rashi says the Rabbi Yehuda who says it's to bring down from your from it's mitzumtzamos. It's exact. And the Rav Meir gedolos the pishut yardayim v'raglayim yosim yamahu. Because the stretching it sometimes goes more than an amo. I don't know why the other one doesn't go more than an amo either. I don't know how you pull that one from the other. Okay. So Amrle Rav Misharsha Libre. So Rav Misharsha, I spent a lot of time with Rav Misharsha yesterday trying to figure out whether everyone holds like his you know with the Klali Apsak. So Amrle Rav Misharsha Libre. Rav Misharsha says to his son, Kiyalta Lakami the Rav Papa. When you get to Rav Papa, Baimine, ask him the following question. It's basically a two-sided question. Either way he answers you, you're going to have a question. You say, Arba Amos Sha'amru, the four Amos that the Chachamim gave to a person who wasn't Kodesh Shvi'is in Erev Shabbos, how do we calculate them? Is it subjective or objective? Is it subjective? Like, right, an Amo is the Amos is a measurement. You should measure it on the forearm to the tip. But it's a big person. Does he have more? Small person, does he have smaller? Is it subjective? Or do we count the exact thing of what an Amish HaKodesh is, that every Amma has six Tvachim Beinonim, and that's like the Amma that most of the Rebbeinu made in the Mishkan. So is it subjective or objective? So, Im Amr Lach...
In general, or just by this?
By this case, he's asking. Im Amr Lach, and if he says to you, Amish HaKodesh Yavinaleh, that we do the exact measurements that they had, it's objective, it's not subjective, so Og Melech HaBashem Matei Elav. They always ask that. We talk about a big person, they call him Og Melech HaBashem. So Og Melech HaBashem Matei Elav, how's he going to be able to lie down? If it's four amos exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu has, so you have a guy who's 6'8". How's he gonna? Og's bigger, but they have a big guy. He's even when he lies down, he's gonna extend beyond four tvachim. That's question number one.
He can't lie down.
So he can't do it. He's gonna stand there all the time. Just what's he gonna do? So if im amalach, and if he says to you, but amadi dey yavin alei, that we measure it based subjectively. So then why wasn't it included in a Mishnah Maseches Kelim, right? Amai lei. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim that talks about, it counts the things that you measure based on a person's size. So why isn't this included there? So the day came. So Kiyosla Kami to Rav Papa. So then the son of Amr Sharshi actually found Rav Papa, and he asked him the kashas. And Amr Lay, so Rav Papa says back to him, interesting lesson, E Daikin and Kulan Hai, you're going to be so medactic in all of Shas. Lo havi tanina, you're never going to learn anything. Chill out a little bit, I guess. He says, Olam ba'ama didei yahavinan. We definitely calculate by hour, an hour measurements, the subjective measurements, right? Olam ba'ama.
His own, each individual is individualized.
Right, it's individualized. It's individualized. So the question is, so why wasn't it included in the Mishnah and Kalim? Right, the Kakashule, my time alokatani, Gabe Yesh Amru, says the Lopsikahi. Because it goes typically we're going to Paskin that you go according to his subjective measurements. Right? Whatever the person has, that's what you measure. Why don't you put it there? The Lopsikahi, because it's not halacha kavua, Mishum Diika, because the possibility exists of Nanas Bevarav. You have a possibility of a person with very short limbs, right? Let's say his body is normal, but his arms and his limbs are very short. So this person is not going to have, if you just calculate subjectively from his limbs, he's not going to have enough room. So for that person, then we give him the regular amos. So it's not typically we can use, depending on the situation, we calculate differently. So typically we calculate both. Subjectively, but it's both. So therefore, it's not included in that. Okay, so that's why. Yeah, I mean it's the same idea. It's both. That's why we can't. That's why we. It's not. That's why it's not a question for Og, because Og's going to get his subjective measurements, It's not a question why it's not included in the Mishnah, because sometimes we're going to use an objective measurement because we have a guy who has short limbs. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned Hayu Shnayim, right? Right, basically what you had was two people, you had three people, I guess, who were not Kohen Shvisa, and they each now have Dalet Amos. But you had two on the outside and one in the middle, and the two on the outside had, but the guy in the middle, his four Amos extend two into the guy in the right and two into the guy into the left. The two guys on the outside don't have any shared. You have to finish reading the Mishnah, though. It says V'chulin. Go to the Mishnah. What? Where's the Mishnah? Let's make sure we're reading it right.
Well, no, it does. That's the first. I think the Gemara is going to match it.
Right. So Hayu Shnayim Mikslas Amosov Solzeh B'toch Amosov Solzeh. They can all eat in the middle. So it's a case where there's one, the guy in between. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara says at the end, right, there were three people, the Emsai is Mulav and Ahem. He's mutter to take stuff into he's mutter to with them, they're mutter with him, but the two outside ones are us. I mean, if the two outside ones bring into the middle, they can't take the other person's stuff into their Dalet Amos. And then Rabbi Shimon says, L'madav Adomer, he says it's similar to the three chatzeros that are open, and that are open to the Rabbim, and they're open to the middle one, and the outer ones make, one outer one makes an Erev with the middle one, and one outer one makes an Erev with the Erev one, with the middle one. The middle one can carry in all three, but the outer one's going to carry the middle one, they can't go carry, or extend it all the way to the other outer one.
The outer one can't, the outer ones can make an Erev with each other?
They can, but they didn't.
Oh, they can,
though. Yeah. So, Lamalei Lemeimar Lamai Dov Adomer. So why does the Rav Shimon have to make this comparison? What's the difference? Yeah, okay. Why make the comparison? So Gemara says, this is what Rav Shimon says today. Let's see, what is this considered? Like, we should compare this to the case. The case of the three people should be the same thing as shalosh chatzeros psuchos lozo and v'psuchos l'rishus harabim. Right, it's psuchos to each other and open the rishus harabim. U'maisne hasan de peligisu. Why over there by the three chatzeros are you cholik on me? And you basically say that since the outer ones, we can see later that the Chachamim are going to say, I think by today, at the end of today or the beginning of tomorrow, the Chachamim say that the outer ones are still usher. If they didn't make an Erev altogether, then the outer ones still can't carry with the inner one. So you argue with me over there. So Maishna Hacha de lo pliksu. So why over here with the three people, are you not arguing? You say that the outer ones can carry in the middle. There you say the outer ones can't carry in the middle. Here you say the outer ones can carry with the middle. So Rabban is going to answer, no. Hasam avshe diorin, hacha lo avshe diorin. So what does that mean? Rashi says, about two-thirds of the way down. Avshe diore, right, there's a lot of diore. Diore hachatzeros rabim, v'lo yodi kulan lahizohir. There are a lot of people who live in a chatzer. So if you, Rabban is going to say, if you allow the outer one to carry with the middle one, they're not going to really be medakdek, and then they can go start, and they see the other outer one carrying in the middle one, they're also going to carry in the middle one. There are too many people to deal with. They're going to use the middle one as a way to get to the other side. But by the three people, there are only three people. Just tell them, you can't do it. It's halacha. You're not going to have a problem with different, you know, people not knowing what the halacha is, because it's just three people here. As opposed to the chatzir, where there's a multitude of people, you're not going to be concerned that some people won't know what's going on. All right. The Mishnah continues, the v'shtayim hachitzonios, right, b'chulei, d'asuros zoim zo. The two outer ones are usher to carry with each other. They can't go across, because it's more than da'alat vachet, more than da'alat amos, but if one brings in to the middle, and the other one can't bring from the middle into his Dalet Amos. Va'amai.
Yeah, you have to keep track of the food. So
yeah.
B can't give A's food to C, right?
B is the middle guy?
Yeah.
Va'amai. So why are the chitzonios asur zovazu? Kevan da arvi lehu chitzonos bahade emsoyis. Once the each outer one makes an Eruv, right, I guess this is talking about the chatzar case. Once each outer one makes an Erev with the middle one, habe luhu chada. So then they become one unit. They become one. So I make an Erev with the middle guy. Now we're one. The other guy makes an Erev with the middle guy. That's as if he made the Erev with me, because I'm one with the middle guy. Right? Rashi says, "Va'amai kaven da arbi chitzonos padim sorys ha'viluchada v'lishdru kulam the dami commanded dari hasam." Everyone's now living in that one spot. They're all living in the middle house now. Once I make the Eiv, once I put the Eiv in the middle house, I'm living in the middle house. He makes an Eiv in the middle house. He's living in the middle house. So we're all living in the middle house. So we can carry. It's all one chutzner now. So Gemara says, well, big assumption. The assumption here now is that each outer person made the Eruv in the middle guy's house. Mar says, no. The middle guy made the Eruv in the outer guy's house. So there's no joint shituf in the middle property. So Amar Rav Yehuda, he goes, Shenasna emsayus Eruva bezo the Eruva bezo. Rashi says, last line, Shenasna emsayus Eruva bezo the damya emsayus ildar behen. So now it's like the middle guy lives with them on the outside. Right? The ain diori chitzonis bemsayus. It's not like the outer guys are living in the inner side, so they can't be compared to each other.
But if they did, the other way.
Then they would say in Elkanami.
Location.
You're on a roll today. The Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes gave another answer. Rav Sheshes says, Rav Sheshes says, Afilu tema shenashnu eruvan bem soyis. No, it can even be that they put the outer guys put the eruv in the middle guy's house. So they put the eruv in the middle guy's house, so why can't they carry an old thing? He says, Kigon shenashnuhu b'shnei vatim. It's not one guy in the middle chutzner. They put it in different houses in the middle chutzner. Right? So they put it in different houses in the middle chutzner. And that Rashi says, the hashta lo mecharim chitzonis badade. Now the outer ones are not mechuber to each other. Because they were kone, they were basically became one with different people, different houses in the chatzer. The outer chitzonis put the eruv right in different houses, and since they did an eruv in the same house, so the outer people are not living in the same area as the other outer people. They didn't put the eruv in the same spot. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Sheshes, just come on. This sounds very much like Beis Shammai. We know we can't sound like Beis Shammai. That's a big no-no in Shas. Kiman, who does Rav Sheshes hold like? Who says, basically Rav Sheshes is saying that two people who put the Eruv in two separate houses are not considered as if they live in the same chatzer. Who's that? That's Beis Shammai. That goes according to Beis Shammai. The Sanyas, we have the following b'raisa. Chamisha shegavu es Eruvon unisanuhu b'shnei kelim Beis Shammai omrim eim Eruvon Eruv v'sil omrim Eruvon Eruv. What happens if you have five people who live in different houses in one chatzer? They need to make an Eruv. They need to make an Eruv, right, so they can carry in the chatzer. What do? They took the Eruv, right? They took a piece of bread from everybody, and they put the Eruv in two different kelim, right? It's in one house, but it's in two different kelim, okay? Part of the Eruv is in one kli, part of the Eruv is in the other kli. Beis Shammai say that's not a good Eruv, because it all has to be in one spot. And Beis Hillel says, no, the Eruv and Eruv. So now the assumption of the Gemara is that there's no difference if the entire Eruv is in two different spots, or if two Eruvs are in two different spots. If it's broken up, it doesn't combine. So then, in fact, so according to that assumption, you see Rav Sheshes who tassels an eruv that is sitting in two different houses, he holds like Beis Shammai, and that can't be. No one's allowed to hold like Beis Shammai. So afilu tema. So yeah, you can say even Beis Hillel. No, it's a difference. We'll make a distinction between the two cases. Ad kan lo kamer Beis Hillel. B'shnei kelim emivayis echad. Avav b'shnei batim lo. Maybe Beis Hillel says, listen, there's a difference. If two parts of the Eruv are in two kelim, but they're in the same house, so the whole house encompasses the Eruv. Big deal. The Eruv is in the entire house. The case that we're dealing with is you have two separate Eruvim. I don't make sense. I don't know what the Havim is. It's two separate Eruvim. Two separate Eruvim. They're not combined to take the outer guys and put them together. They made two separate Eruvim. They basically had Das to have do it separate in different places.
Just a quick question. If I go back to the three guys, the two guys having a picnic out in the field, A, B, and C, and A can't pass the ketchup to C, correct? Because he can more than he can only pass it to B, right?
A could probably pass B's ketchup to C.
Right, but A can't pass, right. So why can A move next, can move himself over next to B and then take C's stuff? Hmm. Like, can he just...
No, because it's not... Right, and then he's... I don't know if he has room.
No, he's too...
Okay, he's really short. He has short limbs.
Could he jump?
I don't know. I don't think he's allowed to take anything from the...
It's only 2 hours. He's only moving 2 hours to beat...
But I don't think he's allowed to take anything from the other guy. Because that was... He's saying now he moves into the middle guy's...
Right.
The middle guy's... I don't know.
Think about it.
I don't know. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav Avi. Now, Rav Acha is going to say, Rav Yehuda Kasha, or Rav Sheshes Kasha. We have a Kasha Rav Yehuda and a Kasha Rav Sheshes. Basically, the question was, again, in the Mishnah was, if the two outer guys make an Eruv with the middle guy, why can't they all carry, why are they not considered one big Eruv, and the outer guys can carry all the way across to each other? So Rav Yehuda gave one answer, is because it's the inner guy put the Eruv in the outer, the inner Chatzeros put the Eruv in the outer Chatzeros, not the outer Chatzeros in the middle. And Rav Sheshes says, no, even if they put the Eruv in the middle Chatzer, they put it to two different houses. So I'm going to Rav Acha, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Kasha, Rav Sheshes Kasha. I have a Kasha on Rav Yehuda, and I have a Kasha on Rav Sheshes. With Rav Yehuda Kasha, there's a Kasha on Rav Yehuda, the Amar, he says, right, Rav Yehuda says, Kagon Shenasna Emsoyis Eruva Bezo, the Eruva Bezo. The cases where the middle Chatzer put one Eruv in each outer Chatzer, right? And Kavon, the Erva Emsoyis Bahade Chitzona, Havile Chada, he's saying as follows. Okay, who cares that he put the Eruv into two different places? What happens? He puts his Eruv, separate the time, right, doing a time lag. He puts his Eruv in the Chatzer on the east. Puts in the east, right? So now they're one. They're considered one. He then goes and he takes an Eruv and he puts it in the Chatzer on the west. Well, now, since he's one with the guy and with the chutzner on the east, he's essentially the shliach, right? Because it's the zachin. He's the shliach of the chutzner on the east, and he's putting now the combined middle and east chutzner with the west chutzner. So why can't the east guy carry with the west? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, first short line, shiluchasa de chitzona avde v'ishtakach de kulo ki hadi iru v'kuli lishterin. Basically, again, you have middle chutzner. So he puts his Eruv here. Now they're all one. He then goes and he puts his Eruv here. What he does is because he became one with this chutzner, so when he puts his Eruv here, it's as if it's not just him in the middle putting the Eruv down, it's him as Shliach for his side putting it down. So now it's east and middle put the chutzner in the west. So they should be able to carry. Right, so
change location on Shabbos?
No, it's Shabbos. He makes the Eruv. He puts the Eruv. He puts the Eruv down on Shabbos when the time he's supposed to make the Eruv.
Next week he
changes the Eruv. It's the same Shabbos. He does one. He does it right after another. Right? He can't do it at the same time. He puts the Eruv here first, and then combined the Eruv goes over there. Right? Let's read it again inside. He says, "Kevan de Eruva emsoyis b'hadei chitzona." Once he makes the Eruv, the middle chatzer, makes the Eruv with the one outside chatzer, Havlechada, now become one. The Chihaj of Avra had the Idach, and now when the middle chatzer makes the Eruv with the other outer chatzer, Shilucha Sa'avda, he does this basically as a shliach of the other outer chatzer, and they're all living together. So in Melo, you should be able to matir each outer chatzer to go and to carry through the middle into each other. And Rav Sheshes Kasha. There's also a question on Rav Sheshes. Okay, now Rav Sheshes says that the reason why the outer ones can't carry into the other side is because it was a case where the outer ones put their Eruvim in two different houses in the middle chatzer. Right, so he put an Eruv in this house and he put an Eruv in this house, so it doesn't combine. That's why they can't carry across into each other. So the Gemara asks, Tahave, this should be similar to the following case. Tahave kichamisha sheshiruyin bechatzer echas v'shachach echad mehen v'lo irev the asri ahadadi. This should be similar to the case of five people who live in one chatzer, five people with five houses in one chatzer, and one of them forgot to make the eruv. The din is that they're now all usher. Okay, so Rashi says the Rav Sheshes kasha. What's the question then? She says that they're usher. Oh, because they're all usher. So in this case, also everyone should be usher, and even the middle guy should be able to carry with the outer ones. How's it work? Rashi says, "Rav Sheshes Kasha, Kevan dinasnu shtehen eruvam beemtsayis." Right, since they each put the eruv in the middle, maybe direyan lesocha. They're putting their diur, which means you make an eruv as if you live in that area. You're making your eruv there. And it says, if now, they all live in the middle chatzer. And since each Eruv is found in two different houses, Nimsa shelo irvu shtayim hachitzonim zoyim zo. So the two outer ones now did not make an Eruv together. Basically, fictionally speaking, they live in the same chatzer, and they didn't combine their Eruv, which becomes a problem. In that case, let's say you had the five guys. So instead of making the Erev with all other four, he only makes the Erev with one. The halacha is they still all can't carry. So too in our case. Basically, it's the same case. If you do, you have to do some jumping. But basically, what happens is when the two guys on the outside put their Erev in two separate houses in the middle.
One house.
Yeah, that's the case of five. The case of our case is outside, outside, inside. Outside puts the house, the Erev in house A in the middle. Outside puts the Erev in house B in the middle. So when they each put their Erev inside the middle, they now become, well, that's if they live in the chatzer. Yeah. But they did make the Erev together. So everyone's usher. So it's the case with the five. We all five live in the same chatzer. I put my Erev here with you, and not with everybody else. Everyone's usher. So that's the same thing with us. View us as now living in the same chatzer, and I wasn't married with you. Because our case of one on the outside, one on the inside, was they put each one put the Erev in a different house.
I thought in the middle house,
the Rashi said. The Emsois is the chatzer. In the middle chatzer. They put their Erev in the chatzer. Ha Erev may be to your Erev in Tzocha. And so then how they can eat Darn Kulam Emsois. But then they put the Erev, when they put their Erev in the middle, they put it in two different houses. Your problem you're having with is that it's all Rashi is saying you got to break up the time. At the moment they each put their Erev into the middle, they become as if they live in the middle. But then, wait a second, they put the Erev in the middle, but in two different houses. Now you ask for everything. So they all live in the middle. That's going to be the answer. The answer is going to be that's close to Chuvah. We don't do that. But that's what's going to be the answer. So Gemara says. Even the middle guy shouldn't be able to carry anywhere because it's an invalid Eruv.
Well, even that, I thought we're saying that even the outside guy can't do anything on the inside.
And the inside guy himself, because what happens is you've now created a situation where all three chatzeros are combined, living in the middle chatzer, but they didn't properly create an Eruv to allow them to carry.
What should they have?
They should have put the Eruv in one house.
How would that make a difference? I was trying to figure out before. If you're doing this for a multitude of people,
right,
then it's one error for everybody. You don't need the second error. If for one single individual, a single individual can't bounce off another person's error. He can only use his own error.
The error again is the bread, right?
I understand.
Okay.
But I can't use your error if I only made it for myself.
If you want to carry into all other places of the chatzer, right, there has to be one joint error for everybody.
Correct. This example he's giving you is not that case. It's not one guy making it for everybody. It's me making it for me. He's making it for him. We just
Everyone was joining together to make the error together. They were all being mistaken.
So we can't double up the error anyway.
I understand the question.
If I go, I want to go down to the other place, the next place. I can't make two different errors. One for me, this place. We learned it before. Here to here, here to here. Why? You make one error.
Whoa. We're talking about Eruv. That's Kulam. We're talking about Eruv Chatzeros here.
I understand that.
So
it goes back to Kulam now.
Right, we're talking about Chatzeros here now. Right.
I think I said the same stupid thing last time.
No. Like he has his notes. Good question. Okay.
I don't know the cycle.
So Gemara says, "I'm only Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a kasha. I'm Rabbi Sheshes. The Rabbi Yehuda kasha. Okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we had the question. The question was, wait a second. Why can't it be that if the middle chatzer puts the Erev on the east, they become one. Then together they put the Erev on the west, and they're all one, and they can carry together. Because that's not a kasha. He says, "The kevan the irvul and sois bahadi chitzona shtaim hachitzonas bahadi de lo irvul gali daito de bahad nichale ubahad lo nichale." What does that mean? Once the middle guy makes an Erev with the one outer side, and then the two outer guys don't make an Erev together, it's gale das, the baha nichle, baha lo nichle. There's a gilu das that the outer guys only accepted the Erev with the middle guy, and they never accepted the Erev with the outer guy. So otherwise, they would have done it together. I don't know. Rashi says
they didn't get a chance. I don't know. They couldn't arrange everything.
They didn't want to do that. So you can't. He's basically saying you can't join me. Shlichus only works if it's like pesachus. But by the fact that the outer chatzeros had no intention of going to the other outer chatzeros, then you can't say that you combine me to go there. Rakshesh's lokasha im amru lahakel yomu lahachmir. He says, wait a second. The whole thing about, don't ask the question about the five people. Because basically what Chachamim said, that when you make an Eruv, you put the Diorim into one spot, that is Lahakel. That's just to make a Kula, to allow them to carry. But to create a situation where everyone becomes living together for a Chumra, that's not the case. That I think that was bothering you. What happens here is the two people from the outside, right, the two people from the they come from the outside, they put it in two different houses. Okay, so what now? So now they all live in the same Chatzer, and now no one can carry. That's not how it works. You put him in the, so he had an Erev with the middle, and he has an Erev with the middle. They can each carry, but it doesn't create this whole big glob of chutzner and now forbid everyone to carry. Right? Rashi says, "Im amru diorim." Right? It's the last Rashi in the short lines. "Im amru diorim shall zo bezo ayadei ha'erev." What is that? Why do we say that each chutzner now is together? That's lahakel latiran yacha, to permit them to carry together. Yomru she'erev maybe had the orim l'tocha k'dei la'asarleh. We can say the erev combines two different chetzeros to be machmir on them. Halai dari mamish begava. They don't really live together. The levaya eruv and bevayis echa that would require them to have the erev into one house. Hilkav achagav that chitzoni lo eruv adadi chitzov emtsoi miyav mitstafiv lo asmi adadi. Even though the outer ones did combine, but the middle one and each outer one did combine. All right, we'll stop here. I think the next continues a little bit. We'll stop here. The end was a little conceptually, it's a little difficult, I agree. Have a good day.